Analysis of the Mortal and His Redemption. Now let us turn to this so-called Adam or Adam mind and see just what takes place there. First of all, there is just the one Adam mind, the negative interpretation of the one divine mind. This Adam mind, as you have discovered, has what you might call its highest sense of good, and that good you have named Eve. You have traced this Eve in a direct line through what appears as persons, nations, and so forth, without deviation to its present name, science and health. But just as you, as a mortal, seem to have countless other thoughts besides your highest sense of good, so the Adam mind had countless thoughts besides Eve. These thoughts also appeared as persons, nations, and so forth, coming down through what is called the ages, some appearing good and some bad, but none of them having any more relation to Eve and the direct line of light than have your passions and appetites any relation to your higher sense of principle. You do not think of turning to your sense of art or music any more than to your anger or resentment to gain real spiritual good. In the same way, not one atom of spiritual light can be gained from the varying beliefs constituting Adam and his so-called progeny, except that which is of the direct line of light, that line of light unbroken from Eve to science and health.